Psalm 55, Part 1, Preface. Among the many sorrows which our Lord Jesus Christ endured upon earth, that caused him, by the treachery of Judas, was one of the most poignant. Of this he makes bitter complaint in the 41st Psalm, saying, "Mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me." Jesus loved his disciples with a love stronger than that of a bridegroom, more tender than a mother's love, and the loss of this one disciple caused him exquisite pain. "Those," says he to the Father, "that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition." What a grand testimony of the Lord's love and forbearance! He knew the hypocrisy, and he foresaw the betrayal of Judas. Yet he walked with him, and lovingly warned him, even when Judas had already contracted with the chief priests. What happened to the master may befall the servant. Indeed, the Lord foretold, brother would deliver up brother to death, and the father the child, and a man's foes would be they of his own household. When intimate friends prove insincere, we are to learn to put our trust in God and not in men. When those near and dear to us make their love and goodwill dependent on our denying right and truth, we must rather cut off the right hand and cast it from us than offend against God. And if for our love of Christ we are avoided and shunned, let us not forget that one remains with us, he to whose image we shall be conformed. This let us remember from the first part of the 55th Psalm. Prayer for deliverance from false friends. To the chief musician on Neginoth. Maskil, a Psalm of David. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me, and hear me. I mourn in my complaint, and make a noise, because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, "Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness." Selah. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man, mine equal, my guide and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked into the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them, and let them go down quick into hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. Summary. Most likely David composed this psalm when he was fleeing from Absalom, and nearly the whole nation had fallen away from him. This false friend, of whom David complains, was probably Ahithophel, David's counselor and a wise man. Departing from Jerusalem, David prayed, "O Lord, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness." This treacherous counselor did indeed give cunning counsel against David, but it was rejected, and he went and hanged himself. He was a type of Judas the betrayer. Jesus had to suffer the anguish of being betrayed by one of his own disciples, because he had to make atonement for the hypocrisy and faithlessness of false friends, as well as for envyings and strifes between brethren. For these sins also there is forgiveness with God, and though we may, as David here does, pray against those who war against God, yet as God is ready to forgive, so should we too be ready to forgive a friend who has wronged us, if he repents. For our Lord has taught us to pray, "Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors." Prayer. Lord Jesus, who didst teach us to forgive those who transgress against us, do thou break and hinder in us the will of the flesh in its vindictiveness and pride, and shedding abroad thy love in our hearts, do thou enable us to do thy precept, truly to love our enemies, and freely to forgive our offending brother, as often as he asks us. Amen.